You're listening to KNEL Sports Podcast, where you can enjoy sports from around the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. KNEL is committed to bringing you sports live on 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, and online at knelradio.com. Hope you enjoy this edition of KNEL Sports Podcast.
In a miss, strike two. Brown on the mound today for the punters has a knuckleball, a knuckle curve, a fastball, a screwball, a good breaking ball. Strike two with an off-speed pitch there. Got him out. That's going to step up last night's pitcher of the ball game for the Trojans, Brandon Sanchez. Today, Sanchez is playing shortstop. Brown facing Sanchez. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Working from the stretch again. Fastball strike called. Sanchez was checking out the first pitch. Here's going to come one of them weird pitches. Yep, got him with the knuckle slider looking. That ball comes wobbling in there, and most people just look at it. Sanchez took a cut at it, but he missed it by 6 or 8 inches. 0-2. Fastball fouled away. Pinched him a little bit there. Sanchez had to swing at it. He got a piece of the bat on it for foul ball. No balls, two strikes, two outs here, top of the first inning. Harper, Texas, game two of the bi-district action. Fastball, swing and a miss, got him on three. 1-2-3 like that. So, punters looking good so far in the top of the first. We'll come back here in a minute 30.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking two or three meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. Take out available.
All hat and no cattle.
The folks at Nine Bar Land and Cattle are a different breed of realtors. They are ranchers. They sell ranches. They know the hill country, the land, the lenders, the pros you need to run a ranch. When you go to buy your ranch, be sure your realtors aren't all hat and no cattle. On the web at WeSellRanchLand.com.
All hat and no cattle ain't gonna get it done.
95.3 KNEL.
Oh, here we go. Mason Puncher action today in Harper, Texas, where we're taking on the Charlotte Trojans from down south Texas. Mason, the home team. So Charlotte batted in the top of the first, and it was 1-2-3. Today, the Trojans have Maximus Rowland on the mound pitching. Sanchez, that pitched the game yesterday for Charlotte, is playing short. So they're going down. Top of the batting order here in the bottom of the first inning is going to bring up Cody McBee with left fielder Spencer Morris on deck and the shortstop Jose Valdez batting in the third position. Punchers need to win this first game. And, boy, we're in for some good baseball action today in Harper if we go to game three all afternoon. High school bi-district action here in Harper, America. Cody McBee, second baseman, steps up to bat. On the mound, Maximus Rowland for the Trojans. Second game of a three-game series. if the game three is necessary. First pitch, low, ball one. That's one thing about now. Charlotte's catcher last night, I think we had four stolen base attempts, and he got all four of them at second base. Catcher has a super arm. But from home plate to the backstop back here is about 30 feet, maybe 35 feet. So if a catcher misses one and somebody's on base, they're going to get down to the next one. All right, we got two balls, no strikes on Cody McVie. Here comes the third pitch, almost hitting ball three. I can tell right now, Maximus Rowland has a lot of velocity on his pitch. He's flinging it in here. I don't have a radar gun, but it's an 80 a mile an hour or better. That's going to be a strike called on the outside corner. Matt B was taking it all the way. Three balls, one strike on second baseman Cody Matt B. Big wind blowing out of here from home plate to left field. If you get one up, it will go out of this park. Inside high, ball four. Matt B is going to take a base on balls here, and it's going to bring up our left fielder, Spencer Morse. Or no, different batting order today. Ryan Todd is batting second. So I didn't get a lineup from the coach. I just kind of wrote it down. I see him warming up. Ryan Todd batting second. Outside, ball one. McBee taking a good lead over there at first base. McBee's got some wheels on him. He can get down there. Swing and a miss. McBee has to get back to first. He's safe in there at first. One and one count here on Ryan Todd. Oh, let's see here. From the stretch, McBee looking. He's going. Ball's missed by the catcher. McBee gets down to second base on a stolen base. And that's going to be ball two on Ryan Todd, center fielder for your Mason Punchers. McBee got a good jump, good start on the steal. He'd have beat it anyway if the catcher would have caught that one. Here comes a pitch. Nope, outside and high, ball three. Three balls, one strike to Ryan Todd. So Maximus trying to locate the strike zone. First two batters he's faced. Outside, ball four. So Maximus Rowland walks the first two batters. Got Matt B on second. You got Todd on first, and Jose Valdez is stepping up to the plate for your Mason Punchers. Designated hitter, Blake Lewis, will be batting next. Here we go. No outs here. Bottom of the first. 0-0 ball game. Punchers with two runners on base. First pitch from Rowland. High ball. Rowland looking for the strike zone. Might be a good lead down a second. Fires it outside. Ball two. Two balls. No strikes. No outs here. Bottom of the first. Coach calls a time from Charlotte. Going to talk to his pitcher. I want to thank the Mason sponsors today. Hofstetter Oil Company, a wholesale oil distributorship in Brady, Texas. You got Mason Bank, the Willow Creek Cafe, open 7 days a week. Man, if you want to get a good meal when you drive into Mason, stop at the Willow Creek Cafe. Nine Bar Land and Cattle, where you can find them at WeBuyRanches.com. John Rivas over at Brady and the Heart of Texas Ford Bunch proudly sponsors the Punchers this summer in their baseball games. And Limburg Realty, been around Mason a long time, are some of your sponsors for today's game. All right, Valdez steps back up in the box. 9 away, 3-0 count. So Maximus is third batter facing, and he has thrown 9, 10, 11 pitches. 9 of them have been balls. Here comes a plate. Fastball right down. Nope. He called that outside. Ball 4. Loads up the bases. How about that? Get the bases loaded up. Brings up our designated hitter, Blake Lewis. Bases loaded, no out. This is where you need to take advantage of this. Outside ball 1 on Blake Lewis. Bases loaded, Valdez at first, Todd at second, Mac B over on third base, bottom of the first inning here, no out, bases loaded. Here comes a pitch, inside and high, almost hit him, ball 2. Roland having a difficult time finding the strike zone. Here comes the pitch. Curveball, strike on the outside corner. Boy, it looked high, and then right before the plate, it dropped a good bit and broke. Got it in there for strike 1. Outside, ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike to Blake Lewis. White row on deck. Third baseman for the punchers. Matt B., Todd, and Valdez taking pretty good leads. High, ball 4. He's going to walk a run in there. That is going to bring in Cody Mac B. And Wyatt Rowe is going to step up to the plate. So we got Todd down at third, Valdez at second, and Blake Lewis over at first base. Wyatt Rowe at bat, first pitch. Oh, it almost hit him, ball 1. I thought that was going to get him. He dodged it. Bases loaded, no outs. 1-0 right now, bottom of the first inning. Punchers on top. Fastball high and away, ball 2. 2-0 count. Rowland looking for a strike zone, having a hard time finding it. Outside away, ball 3, 3-0 count on the third baseman, Wyatt Rowe. Maximus Nolas, Rowland having a difficult time finding the strike zone. He talks to the shortstop Sanchez a little bit. 3 balls, 1 strike. Or no strikes. 3 balls, no strikes on Wyatt Rowe. Corner caught him looking. Strike 1 called. Rowe was taking it all the way, and he backed off his fastball. Throwed it pretty easy. Fouled away, strike 2, going to make it a full count on the third baseman, Wyatt Rowe. So Maximus Rowland has taken the heat off of his fastball and is just trying to throw strikes. Oh, high and above him, going to walk in another run. That's going to bring up Ivan Wofford, the first baseman. Outside ball. Ball 1 to Wofford. 2-0 ball game here. Bases loaded. No outs. Outside and high. Ball 2. Rowland getting a little frustrated here. He loaded up the bases. He's brought 2 runs in, has the bases loaded, no outs. That's a good pitch. A little breaking ball for a strike 1. two balls, one strike on Wofford. Bases loaded. Valdez down at second. He's at third now. Oh, that one got away from him. High, almost. Catcher almost didn't catch that. Three balls, one strike on Max. Ivan Wofford. Maximus rolling. Having some pitching difficulties here today. Nope, outside. Oh, he called a strike there. Woo! Full count. I'm sitting right behind home, and that was 10 or 12 inches outside the plate, but he called a strike. I'd pitch another one there. Nope, that's way outside, ball four. That's going to walk in another run right there. That is Jose Valdez coming across the plate. Here we got Lewis down at second. White Rowe over at third. Ivan Wofford on first. Ty Spencer at bat, our catcher. The bases are still loaded. It's a 3-0 ball game. They're going to pull Rowland out and bring in number 6, who is Andrew Castillo, that's playing second. So we're going to go back to the station for a minute and be back here in 60 seconds.
Looking for a new car or truck, or just thinking about a new car or truck? But the last time you drove by Lupke's, the lot looked a little thin. Well, that's right. The shutdowns caused by the COVID pandemic has reduced the number of cars and trucks to go on our lot at Lupke's. But don't despair. The vehicle you're thinking about is out there. We just have to find it. At Lupke's, if we don't have what you want on the lot, we'll search high and low. So come on out to Lupke's. Tell us what you need or want, whether it's a Chevrolet or GMC pickup, a Chevrolet or a Buick automobile or SUV, we'll help you find it. And we'll help you get a good deal on it. And by the way, we also want your trade-in. Because like I've said, the lot's a little thin. Before you give up on finding just the car or truck you need, check us out at Lupke's, online at lupkes.com. Call us on the phone or in person at the dealership on South Bridge in Brady. Lupke's, your gateway to savings, always. The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
95.3 KNEL.
Hey, we're back here in action. They brought in Castillo to pitch. So Tyler Spencer up the bat. No outs. Base is loaded. And it's ball one in the dirt low. It is a 3-0 ball game here in the first, bottom of the first. So this is kind of what, me and Brett Witsit from Lano were talking about the other day. Of strike called on the corner. Is pitching, you know, I mean, you're in high school. If you got two or three real strong pitchers, you're going to be tough. But most high school teams don't have that. Pop up right here. Catcher's getting under it. No, the pitcher called it. Pitcher's going to make the catch. Spencer's going to make the first out of the inning with a foul ball popped up. And that is going to bring up the right fielder, Tyler Smith, with bases loaded, one out here in the bottom of the first. It's a 3-run ball game right now, 3-0. Punchers on top here. And Tyler Smith, right fielder, steps up. Tyler's got a good bat on him. Good little hit here would score 2 runs. And we need every run we can get and get to a second game here today. Fastball, strike called. So, it's early in the game, first inning, but a nitpicker on umps being consistent. That's a ball, 1-1. And sometimes they're calling them low, and then they throw it to the very same spot, and they don't call it. I just want them to stay consistent where they're calling. There's a curveball dropped a little bit in front of the plate, ball two. Tyler Smith, right fielder today, two balls, one strike, one out. Base is loaded here in the bottom of the first inning. Starting pitcher for Charlotte today, Maximus Rowland, had a real difficult time. He's going to call that a strike two. Two balls, two strikes. That was low and outside. 2-2 count, one out. Fouled away, saving his place at bat here is Tyler Smith. It's questionable. You got to put the bat on it. Two balls, two strikes. Outfield playing deep today because of the wind. Outside, no play, three balls, two strikes, full count on Tyler. Tyler Smith holding his own up there, having a foul word away to stay in there. Full count, one away, bases loaded. Another ball would get us another run across the plate. Fouled it away. It was a curve ball. He threw a curve on a 3-2 count, and it was there. Smith gets a piece of it. Stays in there, holding on. Batting a 3-2 count. Base is loaded here in the bottom of the first inning. 3-0, Mason Lee. That is outside. Oh, he called a strike on him. He's getting ready to go to first base. He called that a strike. That's going to bring up the pitcher, Kobe Brown. So that's what I was talking about. You got to stay consistent. Just stay consistent with your call. Two down here, bottom of the first. Brown fouls it away, strike one. Now, I like to sit right behind home plate, and you can see where they're calling them. Boy, Tyler was getting ready to go down to first base. He was a foot outside. And maybe he likes that spot right there, so that's where I'd be pitching. One ball, one strike. Kobe Brown, two away here at bottom of the first inning. Strike two going to be called. That was a good pitch right there. Kobe thought he was going to wait on a curveball or something, and it just kept humming. Good pitch. Here he comes from the stretch. Two outs. Outside, that's the ball. Even up the count. 2-2. Got two outs here. Bases loaded. Top of the batting order coming up on deck is Cody Matby. Here comes the pitch. Nope. Ball three. Full count on the pitcher, Kobe Brown. Two outs. Bases loaded. Three balls, two strikes. It's close. You got to put the bat on it. Here it comes. Fouled away. There's a fastball. Kind of low, but you know, he wasn't going to take it. He stuck the bat at it. 3-2. Roll down at second. We got Wofford over on first. Lewis down at third base. Base is loaded. Boy, a good little hit would score a couple of runs. Nope, outside. Ball four. That's going to walk in another run. Blake Lewis is going to score. Going to put Brown over at first. White Rowe over at third. Ivan Wofford down at second. And top of the batting order, Cody Matby got a hit or walk and scored a run first inning. Fastball low and outside, ball one. So Sanchez last night, he's playing shortstop today. I know he threw 100 pitches. He pitched a complete game, but, man, he was on. But oh, good little shot out in third field. Here comes Rowe. Here comes Todd coming around. Ivan Wofford, I mean, and we score two right there. nice shot hit by Cody McBee. Stand-up single. Scores Wofford from second and Lewis from third base. Hunters score 5 runs here in the bottom of the first. And Ryan Todd scored a run. Hunters have batted around here in the bottom of the first inning, has a 6-0 lead. Fastball on the corner, strike one. Runners at first and second here with 2 outs. Charlotte already had to replace their starting pitcher. There goes the runner. There's a nice little pop-up. Can the shortstop? Nobody's going to get it. It's going to drop in. And looky here. Kobe Brown's going to score. And Todd gets a double. Kobe Brown scored all the way from first. Todd got down to second. And McBee stopped at third. They were going to send him. That's going to bring up Jose Valdez. Already scored a run here in the first inning. Little blooper just over third base. Shortstop almost got to it. Fastball. There's a shot hit way out in center field. Center fielder under it makes the catch for out number 3. That was popped right there by Todd. Or McBee. Anyway, after 1 complete inning, Punchers 7, Trojans 0, and we'll be back here in a minute 30.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
Hofstadter Petroleum is a new wholesale distributor in Brady, offering a wide range of lubricants and petroleum products to make your everyday jobs easier and to help maintain and preserve your valuable equipment. Hofstadter Petroleum can supply all your needs for oils, diesel and auto transmission fluids, and new synthetics, hydraulic grease, parts cleaners, and DEF exhaust fluid. Hofstadter is also a direct distributor for Prestone antifreeze in quarts, gallons, drums, and totes. They also have pumps. To find out more about the quality products Hofstadter Petroleum has available to you, call Jimmy at Hofstadter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656.
95.3 KNEL.
Hey, we're back here in Harper, America, is where we're at today, in the middle of the country right here. A beautiful baseball afternoon on Saturday. Punchers jump out and score 7 in the bottom of the first. Maximus rolling up the bat. Brown on the mound for the Punchers. Ball hit right to him. He's going to ease it over, pitch it over to Wofford for out number 1. Kobe Brown is the ace pitcher that we have in our rotation for the Punchers. He's just here in the top of the second inning, but Kobe's got it working for him today. Coming up to bat is Mario Campos, the center fielder for the Trojans. First pitch from Brown. Oh, what a shot right there. A slider in there for strike number 1. Second pitch coming. Brown working from the stretch. Inside. Oh, he turned his hip into it, let it hit him. He definitely leaned into that one. Going to go to first on a hit pitch. That's going to bring up number 13, Victor Mendoza, third baseman. Mendoza played a great ball game last night. Run down some foul balls. Hit the ball well. Brown goes over to first. No play. Kobe will throw it over there. They take a big lead. He'll try to pick them off. So Campos taking a pretty good lead. Brown fires it in there. Ball hits right out into right center field. Spencer makes the play. That's going to put Campos over at third base, and Mendoza with a good single went right in the gap between first and second, and that's going to bring up number six, Castillo, second baseman for the Charlotte Trojans. Top of the second inning here. Runners on the corners. No outs. Curveball, strike one. Caught him looking. Kobe Brown from the stretch. Foul ball, strike two. Through the heat right there. Fastball. Castillo was a little bit behind on it. I love the way old Kobe pitches. He takes the signal. He just rocks and fires. Good pitch. Hit down the baseline to first. Wofford's going to get the out. That's going to score number 11. Campos going to get a run across. Mendoza safe down there at second base. Castillo with the out. That brings up Gallegos. Strike one on the left fielder, Nicholas Gallegos. Pitch from Brown. Oh, what a nice little breaking pitch there. He got a piece of it for a foul ball. No balls, two strikes on Gallegos. And I got a chicken that needs to be sold. Fastball! Was it in there? Fires it down to third. No play there. We're going to call a ball there on the pitch. But, man, that looked good. One ball, two strikes. Mendoza gets down to third base. 7-1 ball game here in the top of the second inning. Mason. Oh, there's a solid shot. Hit to the shortstop. Valdez fires it to first. Third out. He got him. That retires the side. But Charlotte did get a run across the plate. Make it a 7-1 ball game. Punchers coming to bat. We will be back here in 90 seconds.
Lamar Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third-generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at LamarGRealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lamar Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair.
95.3 K-N-E-L.
Here we are, second game of the series between the Punchers and the Trojans from Charlotte, Texas. Mason jumps out and scores 7 runs in the bottom of the first inning. Top of the second, Trojans got one across to make it a 7-1 ball game. And bottom of the second coming up, Blake Lewis up the bat with Wyatt Lowe on deck. Hunters baseball right here. Boy, they played good the last 10 or 12 games of the year. I mean, they come in here at 16-4. They lost last night, make it 16-5. There's a deep shot. Fair ball, almost out of the park. Left fielder goes to the fence. Lewis cruising on around, stops and holds him up at second base. What a just a line drive that man, if it had been lifted a little bit, would have been gone for sure. Stand-up double for Blake Lewis brings up the third baseman, Wyatt Rowe. Wyatt's got a good bat. Seen him hit a monster smash out at Mason one day that went into the trees. Hit a game warden's pickup or a safe pickup anyway. Outside ball, one to Rowe. Wyatt's got some power with the bat. Punchers, bottom of the second inning here. They got Castillo on the mound. High ball two. Charlotte does, has Castillo on the mound for the Trojans. Rowland started the game, and man, he had some challenges. Walked in two or three runs, and they had to fix that. Here we go. Fastball fouled away. Strike one. Two balls, one strike on Wyatt Rowe. Third baseman for the Mason Punchers. Little windy, but a nice day. Not too extremely hot. I don't know what the temperature is, but it's tolerable. Inside, ball three. That's three balls, one strike. To Wyatt Rowe with Blake Lewis down at second base. First batter of the inning hit a smash out in left field. Here comes the pitch. No, they're going to go to second. Not a play there. Lewis back at second base. Blake is a sprinter on the track team, runs 100 meters, and he's fast. And a catcher threw him out last night going to second. Outside, ball four. Puts Rowe on first base with the base on balls. And that, I believe, brings up Ivan Wofford, the right fielder, for the punchers, runners, at first and second. Here in the bottom of the second, and no outs. Wofford. Oh, that's a good little shot out in the left center. Are they going to send Lewis? They're sending. Nope, they're going to hold him up. I would have sent him. He's fast enough. But that's going to load the bases up right there. Wofford with a nice little shot out in the left center field. So, Wyatt Rowe down at second. Lewis at third, Wofford. And that's going to bring up Ty Spencer, I believe. Spencer. Tried to step back from the ball and it hit his bat. They're going to call a strike on it. Almost got hit by the pitch, but didn't get the bat out of the way. Foul ball, strike one, no outs here. Bottom of the second, base is loaded. Fastball, strike two, called. Looked like it caught part of the corner of the plate there, inside corner. No balls, two strikes to Spencer. Bases loaded here, bottom of the second. Bad pitch, low in the dirt, catcher stopped it. That's what I was saying. If a ball gets by you here, everybody's going to run a base at least. One ball, two strikes. Outside, ball two, 2-2 count. No outs here, bottom of the second. Bases loaded, 7-1 puncher lead. We could use some more right here. Fastball swung at, fouled. Out of play. Count stays the same, 2-2. Got Tyler Smith on deck. Two and two count. No outs here. Bottom of the second inning. Fastball fouled away just a little bit behind it. Spencer, a good catcher for the punters. He does a good job there. Behind the plate, here comes a pitch from Castillo. It hit his jersey. They're going to send him to first. That's going to walk in Blake Lewis. That is going to keep the bases loaded. Moves Rowe over to third. Wofford down to second. Spencer over at first. And Tyler Smith, the right fielder. Is up to bat. They're having a little powwow between the shortstop and the pitcher. No outs here. Bases loaded. 8-1 ball game now with the run walked in. Here we go. Bottom of the second inning. Outside ball. One ball. No strikes on Tyler Smith. Still no outs with the bases loaded here in the bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch. Fastball, swing and miss. Smith just a little bit behind it. And Castillo's got a good little fastball. Bases loaded. Here comes the pitch. Outside and low. Two balls, one strike. No outs here in the bottom of the second. We're in Harper, Texas, game two of a series. Outside ball three. Game two of a series between the Charlotte Trojans, the Mason Punchers, by district action in the state playoffs. So they played two out of three. This is the second game today. We played the first one in Charlotte or in Somerset last night. Ball four on Smith. That's going to walk in a run. Rowe's going to score. Wofford's going to go down to third. Spencer over to second. And Tyler Smith, based on balls, walks to first. And that's going to bring up the pitcher, Kobe Brown. 9-1 ball game now. Bottom of the second, no outs, bases loaded. Well, if you could get a hit and score three or four runs and foul ball, strike one, swinging. Yeah, if you could get up there and play some defense, get a big enough lead, stop in the fifth inning, old Kobe Brown could still pitch some innings today in the second game if needed. Here comes a pitch to Kobe. Nope, low in the dirt, 1-1 count. So all that goes into consideration. You got so many pitches you're allowed to pitch in a week. And so Rowe pitched six innings last night. Matt B finished the game off for him. Inside, ball three. I got ball two. It shows three on the scoreboard, but. No outs here, bottom of the second. Brown, first baseman, pitching today. Swing and a miss. Boy, that was outside. He should have let it go. He liked it. 2-2 count. 2-2 count. No outs here, bottom of the second. That's a base hit out in the right center field. Center fielder made a play on it. One came across. Here comes another run. Spencer's going to score. Punchers are doing it here in the first game today. Yes, they are. Brown with a stand-up single. Smith standing over on third. So we got them runners on the corners. Cody McBee stepping up to bat. Second baseman. No outs here in the bottom of the second. It's an 11-1 ball game. Punchers rallying here. Second inning. Pitcher steps off the mound. runners on the corner, first and third. See if Brown goes down second. Foul ball. McBee fouls it away. Brown was halfway down there, has to turn around and come back. Now Tyler Smith over at third. Brown at first. No outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Top of the order, Cody McBee batting. No balls, one strike on Cody. And no out still here. They go for him over there at first. Brown gets back safe. And boy, the Charlotte fans and the Charlotte dugout is very quiet right now. And the Mason side is full of people from everywhere. That's a ball outside. We got one ball, one strike on Cody McBee. No outs here. Bottom of the second. Runners at the corners. There goes Brown. He's running. Ball's hit down first baseline. It was a fair ball. Run's going to score. That's going to be the first out of the inning. McBee's going to be called out. Tyler Smith scored to make it a 12-1 ball game. Brown down at second base. We got one out. And Ryan Todd at bat. Todd, good hit while ago. Here comes a pitch. Inside and high, ball one. 12-1 ball game here in the bottom of the second inning. Punchers need to get this one back and play one more to keep going. Outside low, ball two. They can win this second game. We'll play the third game right after this. Winner moves on, loser goes home. State baseball playoffs. Fastball hit hard. Shortstop misses it. Kobe's coming on in. There's going to be a play. Nope, he scores. And Todd again with a stand-up double. Boy, he hit a good shot there. Scores Kobe Brown to make it a 13-1 ball game. And Jose Valdez, the shortstop, up. One out here. Todd down at second base. And Valdez at the plate. A little bit of wind. If Valdez could lift one, he'll put one out of the park. Oh, boy, I wish he'd have swung at that. Curveball, strike call. Man. Boy, it was a slow breaking pitch. He could have waited and ripped it. Fastball, high and away. One and one count. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Punchers ahead by 12, 13-1. Fastball low in the dirt. Ball two. Here comes the pitch from the stretch. Fastball, low in the dirt, ball three. Three balls, one strike to Todd. Now Castillo having a hard time finding the strike zone. Here comes a pitch from the stretch. Fastball, popped him up. Can they get there? First baseman's getting under it. Nope, he overplayed it. The wind caught it and moved it on him. Foul ball. Full count on Jose Valdez. Three balls, two strikes with one out here in the bottom of the second inning. 13-1 ball game, just like that. Punchers on top. Nope, That's a ball four. Todd steals third base. Valdez thinking about moving on around the second. That's going to bring up a designated hitter, Blake Lewis. One out here in the bottom of the second. Runners on the corners, first and third. You can bet Valdez is going on. Nope, they try to get him. He's safe over at first. Play was made, but he got in there a little early. So Valdez maybe shortened the lead a little bit. Lewis fouls it away behind the backstop. Strike one. Last time up the bat, Lewis hit a line drive down the third baseline that was just a rocket. Left fielder had to go to the fence to get it. That ball would have been up a little bit. It would have been way out over the park. Goes back to first, trying to get Todd, but he is safe. Or Valdez, I mean. Jose Valdez taking a little lead over there. Pitcher's trying to keep him honest, hanging by the bag. Lewis, no balls, one strike. On the stretch, here comes Castillo's pitch. Curveball inside, nothing there, and Valdez eases down to second base. One ball, one strike on Blake Lewis. The fielder is way too shallow to be playing Blake Lewis right there. Out, low ball. Two balls, one strike. On Blake Lewis. One out here, bottom of the second. Runners at second, third for the punchers. Fastball outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike on Blake Lewis. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Fastball down the middle. Boy, what a cut. He missed it. Swing and a miss. Blake Lewis takes it to a full count. Boy, if you've been over at Mason's shopping, you ought to stop by the Mason Building Supply and see what they got in that store. High inside ball. Ball four. Lewis is going to take first on base on balls. That's going to load up the bases. That's going to bring up the third baseman, Wyatt Rowe. One out here in the bottom of the second. And Wyatt Rowe will be stepping up. So coach from Charlotte's going to have a visit with his pitcher. He's going to pull him. So we're going to go back to the station for 60 seconds. We'll be back here in 60 seconds.
All hat and no cattle.
The folks at Nine Bar Land and Cattle are a different breed of realtors. They are ranchers. They sell ranches. They know the hill country, the land, the lenders, the pros you need to run a ranch. When you go to buy your ranch, be sure your realtors aren't all hat and no cattle. On the web at WeSellRanchLand.com.
All hat and no cattle ain't gonna get it done.
Texas' leading outdoor radio program, Texas Outdoor News, can now be heard on 95.3 KNL FM every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Texas Outdoor News is an hour of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Each week, the program offers timely interviews with expert hunters, anglers, industry, and political leaders from around the state and around the nation, plus a weekly best bets for fishing, hunting, and more. Tune in for Texas Outdoor News, Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on 95.3 KNL FM.
95.3 KNEL.
So the Trojans bring in Frank Montoya out of the dugout to pitch for Charlotte. Montoya warming up here. Hey, I'd just like to remind everybody. Shortstop. Mason Building Supply and Rental. If you've not been in that store, you need to go in there and check it out. You can get anything you want for your house. There's furniture. There's plumbing, there's wood, there's drywall, there's appliances, there's clothes. Whatever you need, go check them out over there at Mason Building Supply in Mason, Texas. Same as Hofstetter Oil Company in Brady. Anything that you put in your vehicle, oil, coolant, transmission fluid, grease, DEF exhaust fluid, come check it out. Give me a call, 325-240-9656. All right. Wyatt Rose stepping up the bat. We got one out here in the bottom of the second. Base is loaded. Fastball, what a cut by Rowe. He was going for it all there. Little off-speed pitch. Rowe took a mighty swing. Strike one. One out here, bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch. Montoya, curveball, strike two, swinging. So it is a Frank Montoya, number 14, come in to pitch. One out here, bottom of the second, base is loaded. Fastball, swing and miss, strike three. Got him in the strikeout. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, Ivan Wofford, for the punchers. Wofford has batted twice and scored twice. First pitch, hit hard out in the center field. Center fielder running. He gets underneath it to get the third out. So Montoya comes in, faces two batters, gets two outs. And after two complete innings of play, the score is Mason 13, Charlotte Trojans 1, and we'll be back here in 90 seconds.
With 900 subscribers, the KNELradio.com Daily News is a summary of local news, events, sports, and obituaries from across the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country, delivered free to your email inbox each weekday morning. It takes just seconds to sign up. Click the KNEL Daily News tab on the left side of the KNEL homepage. That's KNELradio.com Daily News from the folks that you trust right here at KNEL.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking two or three meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. Takeout available.
Lamar Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at LamarRealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lamar Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
95.3 KNEL.
All right, so stepping up the bat for the Charlotte Trojans. First batter of the inning is the pitcher that they brought in, Montoya. Strike two on Montoya, swing and a miss. Had a called strike on the first pitch. Kobe Brown on the mound, top of the third inning here. 13-1 ball game. Punchers scoring 12 runs in the first two innings. Off speed, foul ball. Count stays the same, 0-2. Montoya comes in at the bottom of the second to try to pitch him out of a bad deal, and he did. Curveball, got him. Catcher misses, he's going to have to fire it down to first. Wofford gets him out number one. And that is going to bring up number four, top of the lineup, the catcher, Anthony Romo. One out here in the top of the third inning. Kobe Brown taking the pitching duties today for the Mason Punchers. Kobe is probably our best pitcher that we have. He's the starter of the rotation. Rowe pitched it last night. Punchers lost the game 9-1. Fastball hit out in the left field. Smith's going to just let it drop in there for a single over to the shortstop. And right off the bat, Romo gets a single. And that is bringing up number 7, Robbie Orr, right fielder for the Trojans. Now, Romo stole about 3 bases last night. I think he stole second twice and stole third one time. So let's see if Kobe Hayes holds him over there a little bit. He's a speedster. Orr at the plate. Yes, sir. Strike one called with the slider. Kobe Brown has a good slider, a fastball, 2 breaking balls, a knuckleball. Ball's hit right to second baseman. He gets him on the fly ball, and that's a double play out number 3 in punchers. 1, 2, 3, just like that. Brings in second baseman Macby. Jumped, stretched out, caught the line drive, fires it over the first, caught the runner running. Trip, double play. That's going to end the inning. 13-1, puncher still on top. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
The only thing better than listening to Texas Rangers baseball on 1490 KNEL AM is being there at Globe Life Field to watch them in person, and that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNEL and Beerman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be on Wednesday, May 19th, when we'll be drawing for tickets to see the Texas Rangers play the Houston Astros on May 22nd and 23rd in Arlington. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Beerman Smoke Meats at 1701 South Bridge Street. Call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at KNEL@airmail.net. Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas on 1490 KNEL AM. Register for Ranger tickets at Beerman Smoke Meats, 1701 South Bridge, or call KNEL at 597-2119. Texas Rangers baseball on 1490 KNEL AM in Brady.
Here's your 95.3 Real Country weatherology forecast. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 87. Winds out of the south, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 68. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs around 90. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86 degrees.
95.3 KNEL.
Hey, baseball action right here. Game 2 of a 2-out-of-3 series. Punchers lose the first one last night in Somerset, 9-1 to the Charlotte Trojans. And here it is in the bottom of the 3rd inning here today in Harper, Texas. Game 2 being played right now. Punchers on top, 13-1 in the bottom of the 3rd. Montoya on the mound for the Trojans. Ty Spencer up the bat. Foul ball hit deep out in the right field. Not a play. So it'll be interesting to see if punchers hang on here. We win this second game. Who's going to pitch the 3rd game for Charlotte? There's a shot hit out in left field. 2 bounces. Fielder throws it into the cutoff man. Spencer's going to have a stand-up single leading off the bottom of the 3rd. And here it comes. The right fielder, Tyler Smith, for the punchers up the bat. They're going to put a pinch runner in real quick for Ty Spencer. And that is going to be number 12 for the punchers. And it must be a guy they brought up from the JV because I do not have it. They're going to call a balk on the pitcher. That's going to move the runner down to second base. So he balked coming out of the stretch. I didn't see it. Outside ball. You know, they had a question last night about the infield fly when punchers there late in the inning did the double play. And there's not an infield fly rule here in high school baseball. That's a strike right there, breaking pitch. It's a 1-1 count here on Tyler Smith. Looks like maybe that Cy Noble's running down there at second base for Spencer. Tyler Smith, 1-1 count. No outs here in the bottom of the third. 13-1 puncher lead. Oh, you had to swing at that, and he took it. Strike two call. That's a good little slow breaking ball. Catcher running out to talk to the pitcher real quick. Luke Keith, GM Cars and Trucks is where you can get you a deal. Hill Country Collision Repair, some of the best bodybuilders, auto repair shop in Mason County. Come see them if you need the help. We got one ball, two strikes on Tyler Smith here in the bottom of the third inning. A runner at second with no outs. Outside and low, ball. Two balls, two strikes on Smith. No outs here in the bottom of the third. And Ty Spencer led it off. Got a single. Balk, advanced base runner down the second. High, full count. Full count on Tyler Smith. Three balls, two strikes. Kobe Brown on deck waiting. Fouled it away. Count remains the same, 3-2. Threw a breaking ball, looked kind of close, so Smith put the bat on it and fouled it away. Here comes a pitch from the stretch. Popped him up. Catcher running it down. He calls it. He makes the catch. That's going to be the first out for the punchers. Spencer still down at second base. And the pitcher, Kobe Brown, stepping up to bat. Kobe scored twice. Kobe Brown, the pitcher, throwing a good game today. Here comes the first pitch. Outside, ball one. One out here in the bottom of the third. Runner down at second base. 13-1, puncher lead. Top of the order coming up. And that was a foul ball hit by Kobe Brown. That'll even up the count at 1-1. Maximus Rowland, second baseman, started the game pitching for Trojans. And there's a good shot. Rowland can't get it. It goes out into right field, and Brown's going to have a stand-up single. And advances the runner down to third base for the catcher, Ty Spencer. So now runners at the corners, first and third. One out and the top of the order. Cody Matt B. up. Working out of the stretch is Montoya. Almost hits Mac B in the back. Ball one. See what Kobe does over there first. If he takes off and gets down a second on this one. He's taking a lead. Nope, he's looking at it. That's a strike on the corner. 1-1 count to Cody Mac B, second baseman. Or your Mason punchers today. Beautiful afternoon here in Harper, Texas. Here comes a pitch from Montoya. There goes Brown running. Boy, there is a deep shot. Left fielder couldn't get it. Bounced once, hits the fence. They're going to have to send Brown. Here comes one run. Brown's going to get in. That's going to score two here in the bottom of the third. And a double for Mac B. How about that? Long shot out in the left field. Bounce, hits the fence, scores two. Stepping up is the center fielder, Ram Todd. Might be down at second on the double. 15-1 ball game here. breaking pitch, he reached for it, swing way ahead of that one, strike one on Todd. He didn't wait long enough for that. Frank Montoya working out a stretch for the Trojans. No balls, one strike. Swing and a miss. Strike two on Todd. This Montoya has his fastball is not real fast, and his off-speed pitches are even slower, and it's just got punchers are way out in front of it. High out of the ballpark there, ball one. Mac B blasted that one hard out in left field, but it wasn't lifted up in the air line drive. Here comes a pitch. Oh, he popped him up. It's going to drop into shallow left field. Yep. Left fielder eases up there. They throw it over the third. Here comes Todd down to second base with a double out of that. Mac B over at third. That's going to bring up Jose Valdez. We got one out here in the bottom of the third inning. It's a 15-1 ball game. Mac B at third. Ryan Todd just with a double right there. And Jose Valdez up to bat. Montoya working out of the stretch. Here comes first pitch. Outside ball one to Jose Valdez. 9 Bar Landing Cattle Company. Boy, you need to go see them if you're buying or selling. Here comes a second pitch from Montoya. Fastball. Little looper out in the right field. Right fielder, get there? Nope, it's going to drop in. Valdez, safe with a single. He's going to get on down to second. Here comes another run. Here comes Todd from second. Valdez is going to get in the third base. They missed it. Valdez is going to come in and score inside the park homer on that thing. So... puncher scores 3 runs right there. So let's see what's happening now. That's 17-1. Bottom of the third inning. Blake Lewis is going to step up to bat. And the Trojans are really flat. They are not enjoying this at all. And we need to go 2 more innings and there's a huge shot. That might be out of the park. Nope, center fielder caught it at the wall. What a deep shot by Blake Lewis for out number two. And stepping up the bat is going to be the third baseman, Wyatt Rowe. That might just be one out. Is that one out? Yeah. No, it is two. White row up the bat. First pitch. Oh, he took it. Strike one. Been hard to take that pitch. It's an 18-1 ball game now. Fastball high and away. Even up the count. 1-1 here. 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. Hunters scoring 5 more here in the bottom of the third so far. Full windup. Montoya fires it in there. That ball was shattered, but it's a foul ball. It was gone. Rowe pulled it left, and it was deep, way out of the park, but foul ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Wyatt Rowe. There it is. Nope, third. Nope, he can't get there. Outfielder had to catch it on a hop. Rowe gets a single. I thought he could have run that one down. Didn't really try. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, Ivan Walford. Got 2 outs here in the bottom of the third. 18-1, punchers on top here today. 2 outs, runner at first. Outside. Nope, he called that a strike. That was a foot outside. I'm sitting here watching that when he called it a strike, so we'll have to definitely put it down as a strike. But, boy, that was – there's a shot. Center fielder catches it on one hop. Watford's going to have a single. And that's going to move White Rowe down to second base. And two outs, and Ty Spencer's going to step up. He's having to take his catching gear off. Hunter's bat. Are alive today. They didn't take the defeat last night as anything, but we're going to get them back today. Punchers alive, leading 18-1 here. There's a hard shot. Shortstop can't get it. That's going to bring in a run. Left fielder fields it, and White Rowe is going to score right there. It's a 19-1 ball game now. Time called. They're going to put in a pinch runner for Spencer. We've seen this before. So now we'll have runners down at first and second. Walford down at second base. And bringing up the right fielder, Tyler Smith. Tyler Smith up to bat with two outs. Runners at first and second, way outside ball one. They're going to fire it back down to first. Not a play there. A lot of wind blowing right directly into left center field. Major wind. You get one up in there, it is out of this ballpark today. Ball's going to nick him. Nope. Inside ball two. Sometimes these guys in high school just stand there and let it hit them. I thought that's what he is going to do, but nope. Oh, we thought about that one. They're going to call that outside ball three. Three balls. No strikes on the right fielder, Tyler Smith from the Mason Punchers. Fastball down the middle, strike called. Tyler was taking it the whole way. He was not going to swing at that. Runners over at first and second. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Second game of a playoff. There's a little shot hit out in the shallow center field. Center fielder underneath it for the third out to retire the side. But after three complete innings of play, your Mason Punchers 19, Charlotte Trojans 1. And we'll be back here in 90 seconds.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
Did you know that Ford sells 2,486 F-150s every day in America? It's time for a new Ford pickup. Go to heartoftexasford.com and see all the new inventory, like the all-new F-150 King Ranch 4x4 in carbonized gray metallic with black interior, with 19 city and 22 highway, a 3.5-liter engine, automatic transmission, and best-in-class towing. You can get yours today. See your next truck at heartoftexasford.com.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
95.3 KNEL.
We're back here in Harper. Bi-district action. Swinging a miss on Sanchez, the shortstop for the Trojans. Trojans trailing the Punchers 19-1 here in the top of the fourth. Kobe Brown still on the mound for the Punchers. Ooh, what a pitch right there. Strike two called. Brown's got his stuff working today. 0-2 count. Fastball fouled away. Count stays the same, 0-2. Top of the fourth inning here. Harper, Texas. Second game of the bi-district playoffs between Mason and Charlotte. There's that little weird knuckle, whatever it was, that popped him up. Brown makes the catch for out number one. That is a weird-looking pitch that he throws there. That's going to bring up Maximus Rowland. He started out the game pitching, and in the first inning, walked three runs across the plate, loaded up the bases twice, had some issues finding the plate. Brown, working out the stretch. There's that little weird pitch. What do you call it? Nope, ball one. I was saying earlier, Kobe has a slider, breaking ball either way, some kind of little weird knuckle curve. That was a fastball that was outside. It's two balls, no strikes. One out here. Fastball popped him up, out of play. Kobe has a good fastball. Here comes the pitch. Off speed, little slider. Got a bat on it. One hop out the center field. That's going to be a single for Maximus Rowland. Bringing up the center fielder, Mario Campos. One out here. In the fourth inning here. Runner at first. Fastball, strike one called. On deck for the Trojans is Victor Mendoza, the third baseman. Here comes a pitch from Brown, fouled away, strike two. One out here. Well, it looked good. They're going to call it a ball. One ball, two strikes to the center fielder, Mario Campos. Over to first with it. Not a play made. Slides back head first to get back on the bag. Rowland taking a big lead. Brown fires it in there, barely gets a piece of the bat on it. Count's going to stay the same. One ball, two strikes on Campos. Maximus Rowland over there at first base. Brown been keeping him in check. Nope, catcher's going to miss that one, bounces right back. Doesn't have a play down at second. And that is going to move Rowland down to second base with one out here. Top of the fourth inning. One and two count. One away here. Inside. 2-2 count. Boy, it looked good. There's a pop-up to the second baseman. MacBee gets under it. He missed the ball. Don't know what happened there. It's a high infield fly. Got right underneath it. All of a sudden, the wind pushed it a little bit, and he made the move and just didn't get there. That's going to be a single. Runners at first and second now. That brings up Mendoza, the third baseman. Nope, ball one to Mendoza. So 19-1 ball game here, top of the fourth. Foul ball. Off-speed pitch evens up the count. One ball, one strike. One out, runners at first and second for Sharp. Beautiful baseball field out here in Harper, just gorgeous. They got it all striped up for this playoff game. It looks beautiful. Fastball, fouled away, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Kobe Brown with the pitching honors today. Off-speed breaking ball. Nothing called. That's going to even up the count. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at first and second for Charlotte. Charlotte trailing 19-1. Nope. Did it hit him? Yep, hit him in the ankle. Put him at first. That's going to load up the bases here. Rowland goes over to third, Campos down to second, and Victor Mendoza at first. One out here, base is loaded, and that is going to bring up the second baseman, Andrew Castillo. Fires it in there, high ball hit up in the air. Shortstop gets under it for the out, out number two. And the left fielder, Nick Gallegos, comes up to bat. Two outs here. Base is loaded. Last night's game, three different innings. They had two outs and scored two runs in each of those three different innings. Charlotte did. First pitch to Gallegos. Off speed, dropped plumb out of sight right there. Strike one called. He's swinging, I mean. That ball dropped 2 feet in front of the plate. He was already at the cut. Fastball, strike two. No balls, two strikes to Gallegos. Two outs here, fourth inning. Here comes a pitch from Brown. Rocket fire outside a little bit, ball one. He was looking for the corner. Rock and fire right here. Kobe Brown, ball hit down the first baseline. Ball's picked up by Wofford for the third out. So, punchers will be batting here in the bottom of the fourth. Order coming up. 19-1 lead. We'll be back here in 90 seconds.
Got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
95.3 KNEL.
Coming into the top of the fifth inning here in game two of the bi-district playoffs. Punchers on top here, 19-1. If they go on and continue and win this game, we'll play game three right here following this game. Hey, I want to remind everybody, Hofstetter Oil Company is at 201 AL Reed down at the old Roddy Woolen Skyline plant. directly behind the new county jail. If you stop in there this coming week and tell them you heard this on the radio, 25% off any product in our warehouse. We have oil, antifreeze, fire steering fluid, brake cleaner, diesel products, all your hydraulic fluids, you name it, we got it right there. 201 AL Reed, or give me a call, 325-240-9656. We'd be happy to help you. Okay, stepping up the bat for the punchers. Tyler Smith, I believe. There's a nice little shot out in the left field. Left fielder's going to get, oh, he jumps and makes the catch for out number one. So coach has made some changes. He brought in, so stepping up now, and I don't know what the changes are. It's going to be Hayden Harding. First out of the inning there was by Cy Noble. I believe no size on that. That was Tate Spencer. That's who that was. Tate Spencer made the first out playing left field out there. Now Hayden Harding up to bat. In the first pitch to Hayden. Hit out in the right field. Right fielder makes the snag. Hayden's going to be safe over there at first with a single. And now Cy Nobles will be stepping up to bat. So here we are, top of the fourth. 19-1, puncher lead. One out here in the top of the fourth. Harden over at first. Cy Nobles up the bat. There's a hard shot. Shortstop couldn't quite get there. Left fielder missed it. Harden stayed at second. And Nobles is going to get a single. And that will bring up the top of the order, I believe, Cody McBee. Let's see how they did the swap. Nope, that's going to bring up Jose Valdez, shortstop. I have to find out where they go here in a minute when they go back out. One out here, top of the fourth. Runners at first and second, and the shortstop, Jose Valdez, up to bat. First pitch from Montoya. Almost hit Valdez. Ball one. Montoya working from the stretch. Little Goodwin grounder, third baseman missed it. Shortstop got it. That's going to load up the bases right there. That's going to move third to second. And Jose with a single over at first. And the designated hitter, Blake Lewis, up the bat. And he scored all three times so far that he's been up the bat. Well, scored three out of four times. Bases loaded here, one out, top of the fourth. Inside, ball one. Left fielder is a little shallow to be playing Blake Lewis right now. Matter of fact, the whole outfield is way shallow. Good little poke here. We'll score some runs. Nope, outside, ball two. Frank Montoya on the mound for the Trojans. This is the third pitcher that they had, maybe the fourth pitcher of the game. Here we come with the pitch working from the windup. Fastball, strike called, two balls, one strike on the batter, Blake Lewis. Big Mason crowd here today. Stands are full. People got their chairs sitting over by the dugout. A lot of people here from Mason, a lot of people from Charlotte. Outside ball, that got away from the catcher. Harden's going to stay at third. Three balls, one strike to Blake Lewis. Top of the fourth inning here, and that's right, it's 19-1, punchers. Coming back here strong in the second game of the playoffs. Here comes a pitch from Montoya. Fouled away. Full count now on Blake Lewis. In these state playoffs, you play a 2-out-of-3-game series, and it took 5 days to figure out where they're going to play them. But first game was in Somerset, so Mason had a long drive. Second game in Harper, so then Charlotte had a long drive. Fastball is high and away. That's going to walk in Hayden Harden. score run there and keep the bases loaded with one out here. Oh, Lewis over at first. Wofford at third. Jose Valdez down at second. And the third baseman, Wyatt Rowe. This is Wyatt's 1-2-3-4 fifth time at bat here. Inside, ball one. I'm just telling you, where the outfield is playing, if Rowe just strokes one, it's going to go deep. So here we go, second pitch. Fastball strike's going to be called to even up the count at one ball, one strike, one out, top of the fourth. Bases loaded. Hi. Ball two. Yeah, you just go down to the warehouse this week. Owner John Hofstetter will be there. Just tell him, man, I heard Jimmy on the radio, and he said I could have 25% off anything I want in there. Barrel, a gallon, 55 gallons, 250 gallons. Outside, ball three. We sell totes, drums, 5-gallon buckets, gallons, quarts, pumps, tanks. We're even selling a surfactant that you mix with chemicals when you spray your crops. There's a shot. Center fielder running back. Did he get under it? He did. A runner tagged at third. We're going to bring another one in, and that is Cy Nobles. That's going to make two outs. Runners now at first and second. And stepping up is going to be, I think, the top of the order. Nope, that is outside ball one to Ivan Wofford. That's who's up to bat right now. Two outs here, top of the fourth inning, 21-1. So if we play a little defense, we stop after five today. Here comes the pitch. Oh, it almost got in ball two. Wofford almost got hit by the pitch. Runners at first and second here, top of the fourth, two away. 21-1 ball game here in Harper. Punchers leading the way. Nope. Ball. Wofford. Three balls. No strikes. Frank Montoya on the mound for the Trojans. Nope. Ball four. Wofford's going to go to first. That's going to move them around. Valdez over to third. It's going to load up the bases and bring up another JV guy. Roberto Aguaro will be batting now. So Coach M will put all of his subs, let them play. Nobles, Harding, Aguaro. Roberto starts on the varsity basketball team. Good little basketball player. Looks at a strike call, strike one. Two away here in the top of the fourth inning. Bases loaded. Outside, ball one. 1-1 count. Wind's been blowing all day, and it's still having a successful day at blowing. Outside, ball. Two balls, one strike on Roberto Aguaro. Montoya fires it in there. Aguaro, good grip at it, fouls it away out of play. Evens up the count, two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded here. Little rap out there anywhere, get you a run or two scored. Here comes a pitch. Popped him up, third baseman running under it. third baseman got there, made the catch, retires the side for the third out. So we played three and a third inning, or no, four complete innings. That's right. Mason bats last in the fourth inning. 21-1, Mason on top, coming into the top of the fifth inning. We'll be back here in 90 seconds.
All hat and no cattle.
The folks at Nine Bar Land and Cattle are a different breed of realtors. They are ranchers. They sell ranches. They know the hill country, the land, the lenders, the pros you need to run a ranch. When you go to buy your ranch, be sure your realtors aren't all hat and no cattle. On the web at WeSellRanchLand.com.
All hat and no cattle ain't gonna get it done.
The only thing better than listening to Texas Rangers baseball on 1490 KNEL AM is being there at Globe Life Field to watch them in person, and that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNEL and Bierman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be on Wednesday, May 19th, when we'll be drawing for tickets to see the Texas Rangers play the Houston Astros on May 22nd and 23rd in Arlington. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Bierman Smoke Meats at 1701 South Bridge Street. Call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at KNEL@airmail.net. Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas on 1490 KNEL AM. Register for Ranger tickets at Bierman Smoke Meats, 1701 South Bridge, or call KNEL at 597-2119. Texas Rangers baseball on 1490 KNEL AM in Brady.
95.3 KNEL.
And then the second game we lost, 11-14.
Wow, so...
Monday in Brackenville.
So I'm sitting here visiting with the Harper coach, and they play game three against Brackettville Monday, and they're split right now 1-1. So Harper winning the district out of our district, Mason taking second place. Hey, coming here in the top of the fifth. So here's what goes on. After five innings of play, if you have more than 10 runs ahead, they call the game. So if we stop them here, game will be called. Coach pulls Jose Valdez off third, puts him at pitcher, moves Kobe back to first base. Wofford or Smith goes to short, and so he swapped everybody around, and Valdez is pitching to number nine. That is Matthew Rihanna. Top of the fifth inning here. Valdez, strike on the corner, 1-1 count. Jose Valdez, good little shortstop. He can pitch. So I noticed Coach Emil pulls Kobe out. So, you know, that left him. Strike two, swing and a miss here. That left Kobe, who is what I call our ace number one pitcher. He still got a bunch of pitches left him if we need him in game three, if we continue on and win this game. Here comes a pitch from Valdez, outside corner. Nope, 2-2. So we need to get him out here. The game will be called, and then we'll play game three here following this one. Curveball, a little high. That's going to make it a full count here on Matthew Rihanna. Comes a pitch from Valdez. Fastball, swing and miss. Got him there. Out number one. And let's see who he's got coming up. Should be Romo. And it is catcher Anthony Romo at bat. Top of the fifth inning, and Trojans are trailing 21-1. I'll humble you real quick. Curveball, low in the dirt. He's going to call a ball there. One out here in the top of the fifth. So we got Wofford over there at short. Outside ball two. So we got Wofford playing short. Rowe at third. Might be second. Brown over at first now. Fastball down the cut for a strike called two balls, one strike on the catcher Romo from Charlotte. Playoff baseball right here in Harper. Fastball on the corner. Did he call it? Nope. Three balls, one strike on the catcher Romo. Valdez pitching. Brown takes a break. Fastball fouled away. Full count. So this pitching in high school is so incredibly, I mean, you need pitching. And so Brown doing a great job. They give him a rest here going into the top of fifth and save him for a couple innings in the next game if we need him. Fastball fouled away. Out of play. Spencer can't get there. It's 35 feet back here in the backstop. Count stays full. 3-2. One out here. So in the series of how they play them, my Harper coach was telling me they played two games at Harper. They split them. Fastball high and away, ball four. So they split the games, and so now they go to bracket and play Monday. And whoever wins that game moves on into the playoffs. Same thing here today. Mason needs to win this game to force a third game after this game, and then winner moves on, goes to the next round. Fastball down the middle, strike one called on number 7, Rafi Orr, the right fielder. Romo over at first base. We got one out here in the top of the fifth. Valdez taking the pitching duties for Mason. Fastball fouled away, strike two. I don't know if they call him Rafe or Rafi or right fielder for the Trojans. Ball got away from him. Catcher, good block right there. Spencer stopped it for a ball. That's the thing, from the home plate to the backstop back here is about 35 feet. So if a catcher misses the ball here at Harper, it wouldn't matter if he was 5'4 and 300 pounds. I think he could get to second base. There's a ball hit out of play out in the right field. Stays in the park, but out of play. Count remains the same. One ball, two strikes on Orr from the Trojans of Charlotte, Texas. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. I have 18 pages of honeydews, and I'm not getting to do any of them today. What a blessing. Fouled away. Count stays the same. One ball, two strikes on Rafi Orr, right fielder for the Charlotte Trojans. Or whatever coach did on the pep talk before the game worked for Mason. Curveball had him swinging. What a good breaking ball by Valdez for the second out there. That is going to bring up number 3, Sanchez, playing shortstop today. Sanchez pitched last night in Somerset, and he did a super job, pitched the whole game, and he's got a fast fastball, a lot of other stuff, but man, he can throw the ball. Inside cut, swing and a miss, strike one. Jose Valdez trying to close it out here and win this first game. Dropped right in front of the plate. Good breaking ball. Ball one. One ball, one strike to Sanchez. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Mason ahead by 20, 21-1. Which first two innings of Charlotte pitcher. There's a deep shot out in the left center, and Ryan Todd didn't get there. Left fielder catches it, fires it into the cutoff, man. That's going to be a double for Sanchez. So Romo's going to make it over to third place. Sanchez with a good double. And that is going to bring up the second baseman, Maximus Rowan, who started out pitching today. and just had a terrible outing. I mean, just couldn't find the strike zone. Walked three or four runs in right at the beginning of the game. They got behind. Two outs here, Valdez facing Rowland. Fastball swing and a miss. Strike one. Valdez working from the windup. Runners at second and third. Strike two, off speed. Got him ahead of it. Strike two. Let's wrap it up right here. Here he comes. He's rocking and firing. Fastball, swing and miss, strike three. That is going to be the third out, and that is going to complete this game. Mason don't have to bat. It's going to be the end of it, 21-1. Second game of the series. Hunters, stay alive. Got game three coming up here in a few minutes. We'll find out how long here in just a second. To kind of recap it, Mason coming out big in the first two innings, winning today's second game, 21-1. We'll have game three here in a few minutes. Let's go back to the radio station. We'll be back here in a minute 30, and I'll know what's going on.
Looking for a new car or truck, or just thinking about a new car or truck? But the last time you drove by Lupke's, the lot looked a little thin. Well, that's right. The shutdowns caused by the COVID pandemic has reduced the number of cars and trucks to go on our lot at Lupke's. But don't despair. The vehicle you're thinking about is out there. We just have to find it. At Lupke's, if we don't have what you want on the lot, we'll search high and low. So come on out to Lupke's. Tell us what you need or want, whether it's a Chevrolet or GMC pickup, a Chevrolet or a Buick automobile or SUV, we'll help you find it. And we'll help you get a good deal on it. And by the way, we also want your trade-in. Because like I've said, the lot's a little thin. Before you give up on finding just the car or truck you need, check us out at Lupke's. Online at lupkes.com. Call us on the phone or in person at the dealership on South Bridge in Brady. Lupke's, your gateway to savings, always.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking two or three meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. Takeout available.
95.3 KNEL.
Okay, so here's the scoop. The series is tied now. One game apiece. We're going to play the third and deciding game in 30 minutes.
Thanks for listening to KNEL Sports Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed your podcast today. For live broadcast of KNEL Sports, listen to 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, or KNELradio.com. Or to make it simple, just ask Alexa to play KNEL FM or KNEL AM. Or find KNEL 95.3 FM or 1490 AM on the TuneIn app. We look forward to being with you again here from KNEL.